Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. That's right. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Thanks for tuning in. What's going on, y'all? Happy holidays to you and yours from the whole team here at Eminem Live Radio. Listen, we have made it. We are finally here, you guys. We have made it to the beginning of the last show of 2018, man. We all made it here together. Listen, we have a great show planned out all the way here for you. Make sure you tell somebody to go ahead and listen to Eminem Live Radio on all podcasting platforms, man. But of course, I can't do the show by myself. I need my girl. What's going on, Mia?
What's popping, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls once again on, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Let's go ahead and get things started, okay? Now, you guys already know that your girls love us some Fridays, man. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go in and blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, guys, here's a huge shout out to @oneplug.trey on Instagram. Listen, man, if you want to be next week's Follow Friday, make sure you're following us on Instagram at MM Live Radio, all right? Be the first one to shout us out or blow up our notifications, and you could be next week's Follow Friday.
Of course, and #TooManyHashtags, where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags, man, the last of 2018. Listen, you know it's gonna be some good stuff we're talking about here during #TooManyHashtags. So tell somebody, so tell somebody that your favorite segment is going up in a couple more minutes because your hashtags are on the way.
And listen, man, this is the last show before 2019. We are so excited to start up a brand new set of 365 days. But so much has happened in 2018.
Yes.
So we'll be recapping everything major that took place this year throughout the entire show. We got them all, man. Listen, stay close and travel back in time as we relapse during 2018 with us.
And join in on today's conversation. Of course, everyone usually asks the same thing at the end of every single year.
You're
going
right.
To a new one.
You're
you
right.
Know, what are you leaving in 2018, man? What are you just going to just leave in 2018? Let us know. Instagram and Twitter is where it's at to give us your responses. Be sure to at us in the comment or tweet so we can see what you're talking about and what you're going to leave in 2018. But Mia, like you said before, all show long, we're going to be recapping 2018 because so much happened from beginning to end.
So much happened. Honestly, man, I'm so excited to get into everything because you'll be so surprised that you're thinking, man, this happened this year?
Right.
I mean, time just goes by so quick. But listen, man, to top everything off for what happened in this year, kicking it off in January, I know everyone remembers this, the H&M controversy happened.
Yes.
Which, I mean, everyone was talking about, had their opinions back and forth. We even talked about it here on Eminem Live Radio. So that was one thing. Moving over on into February, the new Freezer Challenge happened. I know everyone, switch your head one side, put your head to the other side. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. That went viral. And then also, the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl this year. So that was a big thing because I know they were the underdogs of the NFL that
year.
So that was huge. And also, I think you guys, of course, you know, you heard this one. Fergie, you know, she annihilated and completely killed, not in a good way, the national anthem at the All-Star Game. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Listen, man, I don't know who gave Fergie the okay for that, but I mean, just don't have her do it next year. Just don't have her do it next year. But listen, man, then in March, Of course, you guys know the shoot dance. That's when that came popular. Now, y'all know what I'm talking about when I said the shoot dance.
Shoot.
Listen, you better have hit that dance the second you heard that clip go off. But listen, that's so far what happened in January through March of 2018.
Man, as you can tell, so much happened just in the beginning, the first three months of 2018. We came in all the way hot, and I hope that you guys have plans to come in hot all 2019, man.
But listen, here is Andy Mineo in the Cray with Coming In Hot. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in hot. Yeah, coming in hot. Just like the fajita. I write what I live. My life in the speaker. I'm nice with the flow. Just like the demeanor. I'm feeding my fam. I'm feeding the meter. They got the iron while I got the steamer. I bring the fire, but you never seen her. I testify, I don't need a subpoena. They want my soul, better go to Korea. I love my dog just like I'm Peter. Gotta protect him. I made the call, it was just like I'm reffing. I know we left, yeah, now we back together. But I guess that is better now, later than never. Like, what's happening? I'ma need y'all, quit asking when. Me and my wife gon' have some kids. Right now, we just practicing. Practicing. Teacher said, quit rapping, man. That gon' hurt my average. I said, thank God I ain't average. Yeah. I'm a bright young man. Kill the GPA, and the BPM. Look, we on. So say what you say, cause that's A with Lecrae. From the A train to the A, I'm coming in hot. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in hot.
Wake him up. See him still sleeping, so I had to shake him up. I kept it too real, yeah. I wasn't faking up, no. My real life was a headline. Your real life got a deadline. My timeline was a hashtag, yeah. Your timeline just a hate crime. Coming in hot, yeah. Feeling like Pop, yeah. Back in I-4 when he took 5 shots. Too much drive to ride your wave. Ditch my top, then I'm off that lot. Black on black on black on black on black on black on black. You don't have to ball a rap to get them racks on racks, no. Uber poolers trying to catch my vibe and find my way. Yeah, I know I'm ratchet, but I'm really safe. Hot sauce dripping. Everybody wanna start dipping. First, nobody wanna listen. Now everybody pay attention. Now everybody pay fee. Even Trump gotta take a knee. When the horn blow, y'all gon' see. Make the wall fall down like, yeah. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big. I feel like Pac. I shoot the shot. I'm coming in hot.
Coming in hot. Coming in hot. Shoot that shot. Shoot that shot. Shoot, why not? Hey, why not? Ain't no big. Ain't no big. Feel like Pac.
Feel like Pac.
We can't lose. We can't stop.
We can't stop.
Yeah, coming in hot. Coming in hot. Coming in hot. Coming in hot. Shoot that shot. Hey, why not? Hey, why not? Hey, watch out. I'm coming hot.
Amen. I'm gonna let you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. This segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag all is calm, all is flight. Christmas just passed, and we are still hearing heartwarming stories of people giving the gifts of love that meant the absolute most. Now, one story that went viral is of a man from Ohio named Hal Vaughn, who bought 6 plane tickets on Christmas just to spend time with his daughter during her shift, who works as a flight attendant, y'all. According to US Magazine, the story went viral after one of Hal's many seatmates shared a Facebook post about the sweet gesture that he's made to his daughter. His seatmate wrote, he decided he would spend the holiday with her, so he's flying on each of her flights today and tomorrow around the country to spend time with his daughter for Christmas. What a fantastic father. Now, Mia, I think this is very heartwarming. It's super, super sweet.
It is.
It's something that you don't hear every single day. I think my mom would have done the same thing.
Huh?
However, she would have just been on one flight to probably Hawaii.
That would be it.
That's just it.
She like, would just stay in Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah. Just maybe a third of like my shift if I was a flight attendant. She's going to sit there. Not only is she going to join me on Christmas during my flight, which is a very sweet thing, but my mom is going to sleep the entire flight.
But no, but honestly, I feel like that's an amazing gesture. And that's what Christmas is all about. You know, spending time with each other, going to whatever measures you can to show someone that you love them, that you want to spend time with them during the holiday season, regardless of work or whatever you have going on.
Yeah.
So the fact that dad bought how many? Six?
Six.
Six plane tickets. Dang, that's a lot of money.
Are you eating after Christmas?
Listen,
like, what's
I mean,
going
he
on?
He eating peanuts on that plane. Sheesh. With his daughter. So, I mean, at least he was able to spend time with his daughter. So, I mean, you never know. He might not have that much family. Or like, he only wanted to spend time with her. He knew her work schedule. And the fact that he went through those measures, that's really nice.
Yeah, yeah, that's very, very sweet. And I hope that a lot of people are inspired by this. And just try to go the extra mile, not just for Christmas and the holiday season, but just all throughout.
For your loved ones,
yeah.
Period.
Just period.
Period.
Hashtag Merry Christmas.
Hashtag from a good father.
Hashtag I think we all can tell.
Hashtag who's the favorite daughter.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag Insta mess update. Listen, man, this one was crazy. So Instagram introduced a Thursday morning update that forced users to tap or swipe horizontally to view their feed. Now, this was all a false alarm, but the backlash was crazy. And the head of Instagram quickly tweeted out, sorry about that. This was a very small test that went broader than what we expected. So apparently a bug went out that gave some Instagram users to see the update before it actually happened. Now, I saw all of this through Twitter saying how everyone's like, what's this new Instagram update? And someone screen recorded what the update looked like. And listen, man, I was so stressed out. It even hit my phone and I was already stressed out because the fact that you would want to swipe horizontally, I don't know what's going on with Instagram lately. I feel like they're having an identity crisis.
I feel like if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Don't touch it. Don't mess with it. Just don't touch it, because to be honest, Instagram is one of my most used apps
right, exactly.
On my phone. And if you do anything that's going to take me out of my regular, you know, mundane actions of using my app, I'm going to go to something else.
I wonder whose idea this was. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, of course, we all know that earlier this year, the CEOs, like I think the founders of Instagram stepped down.
Yeah.
So, therefore, we have, of course, you know, there's a new head of Instagram, which was the one who made the comment to the whole update. So, I wonder, is it because – who on that team is the one who made this idea? Like, I'm just glad to know now the fact that they tested it out accidentally, but they know it's not gonna work, and therefore they don't have to do it at all.
But I mean, there's been a lot of different updates throughout the year, like with Instagram, IGTV's new,
IG Live is new,
IG Live is new, and I feel like those were okay updates.
Yeah, they were okay.
Don't push it.
Don't push it. Don't like Misa said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Hashtag hey IG.
Hashtag in case you can't tell.
Hashtag the updates you're doing.
Hashtag aren't going too well.
Hashtag too many hashtags. And listen, your girls are giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag dreading his lots. Buena High School wrestler Andrew Johnson was set to compete in a 120-pound division match in New Jersey when a referee would not allow him to compete because he had dreadlocks. Andrew wore proper head covering to protect his head area, including the locks, but the referee decided not to allow him to wrestle, but instead ordered the wrestler to cut his locks off or forfeit the major match. Andrew opted for the impromptu haircut for his team and ended up winning the match, propelling his team to victory. The entire ordeal is under investigation because it is believed that racism is a driving motive with this referee. The ref has also made headlines in the past for calling another referee the N-word and has been taken off of other matches for this current issue. Somebody don't put him in a headlock. Put him in a dreadlock, man. This type, look, it's 20, almost 19, and we're still facing issues in which racism is a driving force for people's actions, and you need to suffer the consequences.
Was it really a racist thing, though, that just asked him to take his dreads off, to cut off his dreads? Don't get me wrong, I still feel like that's extensive, but is that really a race thing?
I think so, Mia, because I'm not only that, but in the story I've read before, he's made a lot of headlines by just using the N-word to another ref.
The referee. Oh, okay.
So it's got to have some type of racial background, some type of racial or racist motive, I should say that. Because my thing is, at the end of the day, there's been so many moments in which us as African-American people, you know, it's not acceptable for us to dress a certain way, or it's not acceptable for us to wear our hair a certain way when we go to school, or we can't wear our hair a certain way when going into the workplace,
right.
And that's not fair. It's a free country, and we should be able to wear and dress however we should.
I just think it's really interesting the fact that something as small as like dreadlocks would really make that they made it that big of a deal. You know what I'm saying? In the wrestling industry, I didn't think it. I mean, because you know how some things like you can't wear your hair a certain way. Like you know, when we play volleyball, you had to have your hair pulled back. Your hair couldn't be out. So there's certain protocol.
Yeah.
But I just feel like that's just so minor.
Yeah, exactly. And this guy, the wrestler Andrew Johnson, the wrestler, he actually wore proper head covering. He had long dreads. And with a lot of people that wear locks, that's like a spiritual thing for them. People that practice Rastafarianism.
That's your hair.
That's your hair.
Yet you grew yourself.
And that's a spiritual practice that they really attach their spirit with their hair. And
man,
you just don't know what type of culture he grew up. And he decided to just cut his dreads off for his team? I don't think so. I would have to sit that one out and forfeit for my team. I'm sorry.
I know that's right.
Sorry, coach. Hashtag give him that body slam.
Hashtag put him in a headlock.
Hashtag do what you need to do.
Hashtag for the dreadlock.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
And here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag charge for a monkey business. So R&B superstar Chris Brown has been charged with monkey-related misdemeanors. Now, the Los Angeles City Attorney's Office confirms that Chris was charged with 2 counts of possession of a capuchin monkey without a permit. Now, I know we usually don't do stories like this of people getting arrested, things like that, but I literally not too long ago, like 2 days ago, Misa and I were talking about Chris Brown, mm-hmm. saying how proud we are of him for being so under the radar, so being out of like drama and like, you know, just mess, you know, like controversy. Like he was really been laying low, focusing on music, his daughter. We were really proud of him for that. Then this story comes out of, you know, the Los Angeles City Attorney saying how they're trying to charge him for him possessing a monkey. Now, I'm not saying I understand how that's like, you know, a felon or whatever it may be. But I mean, I'm just trying to think of so many other people that have monkeys. Like I know French Montana had a monkey.
Heck, Sway Lee has a monkey.
Michael Jackson had freaking Bubbles. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like there, I feel like there are just so many other big things. And for this to come out of nowhere, no one ever highlights the positive things that Chris does.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's a great dad. He's been really laying low. And the fact that this comes out of nowhere, I just think it's crazy to me.
Yeah, I feel like he definitely is wearing a target on his back. I do commend Chris Brown because I do feel like he's been trying to be a little low on the radar, you know,
yeah.
not really releasing a whole lot of music, not doing a whole lot of tour dates and different things, not being seen in the media a whole lot, because I think at this point in 2018, he's definitely have been focusing on royalty.
Yeah, fatherhood.
His daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, for this to come about, Chris, if you listen to the show, do not let this little monkey business get you down.
Don't let it get you down at all, bro. We're rooting for you. Hashtag Chris has been.
Hashtag less than suspicious.
Hashtag so stop it with.
Hashtag the extra monkey business.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, tune in next week. We'll give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Listen, this is the last show of 2018 for Eminem Live Radio. So, of course, we're asking this conversation or asking this question for this conversation that we want for you to get your 2 cents in on. What are you leaving in 2018?
Listen, man, give us your comments and responses all on social media, Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. But listen, man, we're so excited about this new year that's coming up, man. I know everyone's going to be leaving their comments saying, what are you leaving in 2019? Telling us what you're going to be leaving.
2018.
Everyone's going to be letting us know what they're going to be leaving in 2018. And, you know, I just want for everyone to know that regardless of what happens in the new year, you know, God is always with us regardless of what days come our way. You know, we're still going to be good regardless. You know, every time I say that, I think about this next song right here. Tomorrow Will Come by Cass. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to your girls on, you already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
We don't have to keep it low key. You were what I want. Move your love. You seen it all and you still want me. More than I'll ever. Wasting, I can't contain it. It's your love I'm craving now. You seen it all and you still want me.
Yes.
Show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, wait, wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo! Yo, yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up.
Welcome back to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was Cass with Tomorrow Will Come. It sure will.
And listen, man, we got more great music where that came from. But listen, man, or woman, whoever's listening, man, listen, make sure you're subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast. That's on iTunes, Google Play Music, or iHeartRadio. That is one big thing that happened for us this year, was the fact that we were able to launch our Eminem Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. And the response and seeing everyone, our whole Eminem Live Radio family grow and listenership, it's been really, really dope. So make sure you put a friend on, put your cousin on, anybody. Put everyone on to your favorite podcast, Eminem Live Radio, on iTunes, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Yes, most definitely. But stay tuned, because like we said, we have a great conversation to end off the year with a bang, this show. What are you leaving in 2018? But also, make sure you are following us at MM Live Radio on Instagram and Twitter, and MM Live Radio, M&M Live Radio on Facebook to stay connected. But Mia, we have been recapping all of 2018. This is our relap of 2018, because so much happened throughout the year that I feel like we got to make sure we have a conversation
about. We got to go ahead and talk about it. So we already recapped what we recapped January through March. So now we're about to get right into April, man. So listen, April 2018, one big thing that happened was Beachella happened. Beyonce being the first African-American woman, which was really, really huge.
Yeah.
Also, for her to headline Coachella, which was absolutely amazing. Now, we had front row seats, you know, in our living rooms, watching live, and it was so amazing.
That
such an
great.
Iconic moment.
That
Another thing that happened in April was, you know, of course, you know, Kanye West on his rants as usual, and that's when his whole comment, slavery is a choice comment, was that's when everyone was talking about it. We talked about it here on the show. And listen, man, that's honestly nothing really surprising with Kanye, but he did shake up the whole world by making that comment.
And I don't know. A lot of people think that, you know, Kanye took the biggest L this year.
Yeah,
with that very statement.
He was just, I mean, as always, Kanye was very outspoken, but that was one comment this year that had just had everybody
in a frenzy.
Another thing that happened was the National Walkout Day that happened with Congress, which I think happened in commence to, I guess, like the shootings that have happened this year, and students walking
shootings out
saying how they're not going to take it anymore. And that was a very, very big thing. I think for high school students and young people, just to, like, you know, take a stance for what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
What they want to see their Congress take action for, so they want to take action themselves.
But I really appreciate that, because it just proves that the young generation has such a power.
Power.
They have such a power, and they're actually holding people in leadership accountable for
what
actions.
Everyone needs to do.
Exactly.
So the fact that young generation, the millennial generation, is the one that took the stance on that, I'm very, very proud, you know, to see, you know, all of us, you know, hold people in high offices accountable for the things that they should be doing.
Definitely.
We're going to move on over to May 2018. The biggest thing that happened in May was, of course, the royal wedding. You know, with Meghan Markle getting married. What was her husband's name again? I forget. Not Harry, but Charlie.
I thought it was... thought it was Harry. Is it not Harry?
I mean, I don't know. Either way, Meghan Markle, she was married. She got married into the royal family. And everyone was watching. Listen, I know here at home, I was dressed up. I wasn't going to the wedding. But I dressed up. I had my nice hat on. I had my dress on. I was front and center. I felt like I was ready to see the queen. I saw Serena and Oprah walking. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah, and his name is Prince Harry.
Oh, it was Prince Harry. So who's the older one?
That just kind of proves that the wedding ain't about the groom.
It's not.
It's not about you, sir. Take a back seat. Where is that bride?
It never is. But listen, huge shout out to Harry. You know, yeah. So they're pregnant now. So they're about to expect a baby. So that was very, very great for them. Now going on into June, a lot of things happen in June. The Cleveland Cavaliers, try saying that three times fast, versus the Golden State Warriors went into the NBA Finals for the fourth consecutive time. And the Golden State Warriors swept the Cavs. That was with LeBron on the team.
Sweet. Listen, man, that was kind of hard to watch.
That was hard to watch.
Because, I mean, LeBron needed some help.
You could tell he was fed up. And that was also last game where he hurt his hand. And he was just like, he walked out. He was done for the rest of the game.
Yeah, no excuse. He's going to play regardless.
Another big thing that happened in June of 2018 was, you know, IHOP turned into IHOB for a couple of months or so?
Yeah.
And had everyone in a frenzy. They were serving burgers now, but then we turned out later it was just to promote the burgers, which was smart, but you know, just don't play with our emotions like that.
They finessed us out of our pockets.
Don't play when it comes to our pancake emotions. Just don't do it. And the last thing I will say that happened, big thing that happened in June 2018 was when Triple X, he did pass away this year. So Heaven did gain an angel this year. So far recapped January through June of 2018.
So far, January of June of 2018. There's so much more relap that we're going to go ahead and take when it comes to 2018 and talking about all the major things that took place throughout the year. But listen, we got to take a break real quick and talk about you guys. What are we going to do about 2018? Man, we're going into 2019. So the question that we have going up for the show is, what are you leaving in 2018?
And we got so many comments on this week's question. Huge shout out to everybody that commented on this week's question. If you still want to go ahead and do so, hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Facebook too, if you got it, at MM Live Radio. But listen, if you want to go ahead and do so, listen, we're not holding you back, man. Go ahead and do what you got to do. But listen, here are some of our favorite comments we got over on Instagram.
We got a handful one time for the one time on IG at belike.sierra. This person says, fake people, fake relationships, and the old me and drama. That's what she's leaving in 2018. I hear you. At Ari_Bergs, this person says, self-doubt. It's time to believe in myself and the God in me more. I believe in you. At _it's Sarah Scott, insecurity. At TulaRocks11, all the way up in New York City, this person says, negative vibes.
And again, guys, the question for this week is, man, it's also to wrap the new year, what we got coming in, and we're asking, what are you leaving in 2018?
At The Real Trey Varis, thanks so much for commenting, Trey. He says, everything, throw the whole year away. He doesn't want it.
He don't want it. He wants a whole new year.
He didn't want that year.
But listen, man, if you still want to go ahead and comment, they can still go ahead and comment, right?
Most definitely. Head on over to Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. And also, while you're over there commenting, Follow your girls. You might as well hit that follow button. Also, if you have a Facebook, you can comment on Facebook and like us on Facebook also at M&M Live Radio.
But listen, man, we got a lot of more things that happened this year.
You got to let them know. So at this point, where are we? Are we from June to from January
so
to June?
So right now, we're halfway through 2018.
So we're in the summer.
We're in the summer now. So I guess let's go ahead and start over in August? Or no, we got to start in July.
Yeah.
So we go kick it off in July. So therefore, let's go ahead and get it started. So here we go. So in July, LeBron announced that he was going to the Lakers. Remember, everyone was waiting. We were like, where LeBron going?
Yeah.
No one knows. And then he finally went to the Lakers. I know some people had their guesses were right as far as where he was going. So that happened. Also, the In My Feelings challenge happened this year. You know, with the whole, I think they called it the Shiggy challenge. I never heard that.
Yeah, I heard it. I
always heard the In My Feelings challenge.
Well, Shiggy, of course, being like a, you know, an Instagram influencer, he was, you know, dancing all over the place. And he kind of helped support, you know, the success of In My Feelings challenge.
And he was featured in the video,
so
too.
So you might as well call it the Shiggy challenge.
So that was dope. That was one thing that happened in July 2018. Another big thing that happened, we talked about here on M&M Live Radio, Kylie Jenner was named self-made in Forbes magazine. Of course, you know, everyone had an opinion about her, you know, being called self-made. Some people said that she was, that she deserved it, that she didn't. Everyone kind of had, you know, their mixed feelings about it.
The issue with me with that was the fact that I have no problem with her hustle, her grind, because I respect it. She's young. She's really doing it. But let's state the fact. She was not self-made.
I personally don't think that she was self-made. You know, I feel like when you're self-made, you start from nothing. You know, you start from like the ground. You build yourself up from the ground up. She has not discrediting her business that she built with Kylie Cosmetics and all of those things, but you had help. You were born into money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So therefore you had a small loan of $1 million.
Like,
you know
what I'm saying?
You had a boost going on for
least.
You. So not saying that you don't deserve to be successful, because you do, but self-made isn't the word that Forbes should have used. And then the last thing that was crazy that happened in July was Fortnite went viral. That
yes.
was the start of this whole crazy phenomenon we're currently in now. I know my brother,
he's crazy about Fortnite.
He has a whole headset in like everything.
It's serious.
He looks like he's taking McDonald's orders. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just huge, and he is like so into it 110%. Another thing that happened so far in 2018, in August, LeBron James launched his I Promise School. And this was a huge thing because people were... Everything that happened with LeBron James this year, with I think Donald Trump coming for him and things like that, people saying, just shut up and just dribble a ball. And the fact that he went ahead and just went and was like, I'm not going to do that. I want to make a difference in my community in Cleveland. And then he started the I Promise School, which was huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this also was a big year for LeBron James.
And also one thing that happened in August 2018 was that Heaven gained another angel. The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, died at 76 this year.
That was a tough one.
Because, we talked about it on the show. Misa and I, we grew up on Aretha Franklin. So therefore, to hear that pass, because we already heard when she was in like hospice care, and then I think I want to say 2 days later we heard that she passed away.
It was just so all of a sudden. I feel like I lost a family member. We all felt
it was a big memory of our childhood, and to see that all of that reminisce on everything that she inputted in music and seeing all the tributes that everybody did, it was really great to commemorate her life.
Much respect to Auntie Riri.
Big respect to Auntie Riri. Another one in September 2018. We moving all the way down, y'all. September 2018, Drake and Meek Mill squashed their beef.
Woo!
This was a huge thing because, everyone was kind of going back and forth, Team Meek, Team Drake, but, they squashed it. They were on stage loving one another, showing a lot of brotherly love, and I feel like that was big for culture. You know what I'm saying?
It is, though, and I feel like I need for my ladies in music to see the same thing.
And with that being said, another thing that happened September 2018 was the Cardi B, Nicki Minaj beef arise with the whole Icon Harper Bizarre party.
Ooh.
That happened during Fashion Week, and that's when Cardi was walking out with that big old knot on her head, and that leads us to I wouldn't say beef, but the tension they have between each other now.
Man, and the thing was the issue with Meek and Drake was so huge.
It was.
You can't follow back up with issues between the ladies. Ladies, we're supposed to be the one to settle the issue with the guys. Come on now.
We got to show
Come
them how it's now. Done. And finally, the last thing that happened in September 2018, of course, Heaven gained another angel, Mac Miller passed away. And that was a whole different, all of a sudden, no one had any, saw this coming.
Yeah.
And it was completely terrible. So therefore, that was all that happened so far from January 2018 all the way to September. When we come back, we're going to give you October through December.
Man, we're going to wrap up the show recapping all the major events and major things that took place in 2018. Don't forget to jump in on this conversation that we have on social media. What are you leaving in 2018, man? We got to get into some good music right here, right now.
We got to go ahead and get into it. Huge shout out to Ty Brazzle. The success with Side B for Destined to Greatness is amazing.
It's phenomenal. And the thing was, ladies and gentlemen, we were supposed to have Ty on the show, this show, but unfortunately, man, our bro, he's under the weather. He's been, really ripping and running, doing what he's supposed to be doing in the music industry. So, of course, much love to our brother Ty Brazzle. Of course, we're going to link back up with him in 2019 to give you the interview that you all deserve. But right here, right now, here is Praying Hands 2 by Ty Man, Young Ty himself, Ty Brazzle. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Let my God mercy manifest my fate. It's time to samurai serpent. Oh, yeah. Cool, calm, collected. I got blood on my jersey. Oh, yeah. Coming for what's mine. We gon' make it, I'm certain. Yeah, stick to the script, go by the blueprint. I put the infinite time in, intimate rhyme spit. Enter my soul, cause it's imminent. In the mix, with the hits, with the substance, with the content and the conscience in the crucifix. Ice cream for light beams, my eyes seen frightening things. I dream of striking the snake head with lightning. Plagued with anguish, angels aiding. Caught in a crossfire, it's dangerous, draining. But through all of these pivotal times I'm facing, yet the greatest still awaiting. We've only begun, my God, goodness gracious, yeah. Made it through the fire with my praying hands. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah, amen.
again, say it again. Yeah, guard like the path, I'm just on a rim. Full speed ahead, push the throttle in. Yeah, yeah. Full speed ahead, push the throttle in. Yeah, yeah. Made it through the fire with my praying hands. Lamb of God, mercy. Manifest my fate, it's time to samurai serpent. Oh, yeah. Cool, calm, collected, I got blood on my jersey. Oh, yeah. Coming for what's mine, we gon' make it, I'm certain. Yeah. Hey, God in my soul, so it's supernatural. Leaving the earth, so it's super astro. Hop in a spaceship with my aliens. Pull up and pull off to the moon, I blast off. Innovate, see, cause they got the game backwards. I put God first, cause I know what comes after. Light from the sun, it hit, so I'm radiant. Blessed, so I stepped out the tabernacle, shining. Free from the hate, cause I'm out of touch. Free from my fear, cause I plead the blood. These voices in my head like they talk too much. Devil, I rebuke you, not be gone at once. So be gone. Dark forces playing a theme song. They ringing in my ear. It sound like Knievel. I don't wanna wake up. I'm trying to dream on. I'm about to speed off. Made it through the fire with my praying hands. Hallelujah, amen. Say it again. Yeah, God light the path. I'm just on a rim. Full speed ahead. Push the throttle in. Yeah, yeah. Full speed ahead. Made it through the fire with my praying hands.
We pray to thee, our God, this day, the blessings you provide. But from ashes to ashes and from dust to dust, so it must be. O God, the spirit of all our joys, the cause of our delights, glory of our darkest nights, and the comfort at times like these.
Made it through the fire with my praying hands.
Hallelujah, amen. My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, and we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. That was Ty Brazzle. Hallelujah. With Praying Hands.
Amen.
Man, when he did that at the Greatness Tour, that was phenomenal.
Listen, man, listen. Young Ty ain't playing with y'all. He ain't got no games for y'all this year.
No.
Nor next year. So
no.
Make sure you guys go support our bro, man. Ty Brazzle. Make sure you guys go get his new album, Destined for Greatness, is out now.
Yes, 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 of course. But listen, we have so much going on in this show. This is the last show of 2018 before we walk into a brand new set of 365 days.
Brand new.
We still have so much going for you for the rest of this show. Listen, not only are we having a good conversation, but of course, we're going to wrap up the show recapping all of the major things that happened in 2018, and it's a lot. But listen, right here, right now, Mia, we got to get into this conversation.
We got to go ahead and get into it. So it's a New Year's inspired question. So therefore, we're asking this on this week's show. What are you leaving in 2018? We got so many comments. Huge shout out to everybody that commented on this week's show. Now, if you want to go ahead and go comment, go ahead and do so on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. But listen, we're going to read some of our favorite comments we got over on Instagram.
Yes, on IG at Aaron.N.Smith. This person says dead weight. Leave that dead weight. At underscore Nycoat X. This person says my timid attitude and anxiety. At Hollywood underscore Cole. This person says excuses and limiting beliefs. And at Priceless Noble, he says hesitation.
Listen, man, again, this week's question is all centered around this. What are you leaving in 2018? We got so many comments. Listen, huge shout out to everybody that commented so far. That's all the comments we're going to read this show. But of course, you guys know you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. So, Misa, I got to ask you the golden question of today. What are you leaving in 2018?
I'm going to leave being so hard on myself. 2018.
Why you want to leave that one in particular?
Because I'm so hard on myself. I'm my worst critic. I can really hurt my own feelings. I will make myself cry.
Make myself cry. Why are you crying? Because it's something I said, man.
I'm so hard on myself. And it's so funny that I even mentioned that because we're sitting in the studio right now recording the show, and we actually were walking through a store and we saw this sign, and I'm looking at it right now. It says, "Don't be so hard on yourself." But that's the very thing that I am on myself,
yeah,
is
right.
being hard. So I think I just need to, you know, lighten up a little bit. Understand that I'm not perfect. Understand that, you know, there's always room for trial and error. I always heard that there's not room for everything, but there's always room for improvement. Mm-hmm. And I have to be able to learn from my mistakes to get better.
Yeah, that's good.
What about you? So what are you leaving in 2018, Mia?
Amen. Fear can't come with me in 2019.
We
ain't got no room on the winning train. We ain't got no room for fear. But no, listen, in all sincerity and all, you know, seriousness, I will say I really just want to go into 2019 being, you know, fearless, just not being bold about my actions and the decisions that I make, not overthinking. Because I just think that overthinking is just like a mix of like fear and control. I heard that on Andy Mineo's EP. But I want to be very, you know, direct with the things I want to do. If I want to do it, I don't want to overthink it. If I think about it too long, I start overanalyzing it, and I start to psych myself out. So I don't want to do that in 2019, the new year. I want to be fearless, headstrong, you know, go ahead and just do everything I've always wanted to set out to do. And that's what I'm going to do in 2019.
That's good. That's really good. Listen, make sure you are commenting. Let us know, what are you leaving in 2018? So many people are still commenting and giving us their responses to what they're leaving in 2018. But whatever you're leaving, make sure you leave it at the door. Okay, do not pick anything up. If there's anything that you even carry into 2019 that you still want to leave in 2018, but it's 2019, you can still drop off anything, any dead weight, any type of negativity, just whatever that is, just drop it off. There's no space for any negativity, any shadiness, pettiness. Let that go too.
Speaking of shadiness and pettiness, I'm not sure if I shared this on Eminem Live Radio before, but I saw this tweet that someone tweeted. It was like, you know how around the new year, before it comes, everyone's always like, yeah, this is my year, financial stability, mental stability, like, you know, physical stability, all those stuff. It's going to be my year. Everyone always says that, you know, just boosting each other up. And I was on Twitter, and I see all these tweets, like, you know, everyone saying, oh, it's my year, it's my year, it's my year. Then I see this one tweet of someone saying, come on, guys, it can't be everybody's year. And I'm not going to lie, even though it was like minor, it made me feel some type of way. And I'm going to let you know why. Because I just feel like, who are you? Who is anyone to say what you're like, what's going to be destined for you, or like what you're in expectation for? And I was just thinking about all the people who saw that one tweet. And then we're thinking to themselves, oh, well, yeah, I guess it can't be everybody's year. But no, if you say it's going to be your year, whatever you say is what's going to be. If it's going to be my year, it's going to be my year. Why? Because I said so. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, I was just thinking in my mind that that's just so whack of someone to even say the comment of it can't be everybody's year. And I think that's people misconstrue what my year is. Like, mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
it could be your year for peace.
Right.
It doesn't need, your year doesn't always have to be you making big announcements and big things happen. Like, it can be you can have small wins. You having your peace of mind, that's a win.
Mm-hmm.
You controlling the way how you talk and you're like your fire mouth, that can be a win for you. That can be your year of control of losing self-doubt. You define what your year is.
Yeah.
Every year is my year, matter of fact.
Yeah.
So therefore, to see someone say that, I don't know, it made me feel some type of way. But if there's anyone who feels like, oh man, I don't think just next year is really going to be my season. No, every year is your season. But the thing is that you have to define what your season is going to be, write out what you want to accomplish. It can be your year for whatever you set out to accomplish, but you got to go into it with a wholehearted purpose. For people who said, I'm leaving hesitation, I'm leaving insecurity, so therefore you're going to end... 2019 is going to be your year of boldness. It's going to be your year of confidence, of you stepping into everything that you've wanted to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? It can be your year for fill in the blank. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I'm coming from when I say your year.
I want to kind of piggyback off of that really quick, because, I mean, I see what the dude is saying, because, I mean, he's probably thinking, I mean, everyone's going to be making all these major announcements. No. Not everybody's year is going to be full of announcements and bells and whistles and smoke and lights.
Right.
And That's just not how it works. But I do agree with you, Mia, in saying that you have to identify what your year consists of. Mm-hmm. Every year has to be a year for something. I was talking to our team, Eminem Live Radio team, like a handful of weeks ago, and I was saying that I feel like if I were to talk about our previous 2 or 3 years, I think 2 year or maybe even a year ago, 2017, that was our year of sowing and planting seeds. I think this year was our year of growing. A lot of things came out of, you know, planting those seeds from the year prior for Eminem Live Radio. And I really think that 2019 is the year for harvest for us. Only because we've been at this thing for almost 6 years, y'all.
Yeah.
6 years come this September, this upcoming September 2019. And I think that we have really worked our tails off. We've taken a lot of losses. We've taken a lot of L's. We've taken a lot of learning lessons that really hurt. There's a lot of things that really stung, that really burned and hurt us a little bit when it comes to the learning process. But life is the best teacher.
It is.
And I feel with that being said, we planted so many seeds over the past 5 years that now is the time to see the benefits. Now is the time to reap the harvest and see the fruit.
But listen, if you're looking back over this year and you're thinking to yourself, well, man, this wasn't really much of my year. I thought it was my year, but it really didn't turn out to be that way. That's not a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? For you to realize and analyze, okay, this year wasn't the best year it could have been. Because, I mean, I felt that way.
Yeah.
When it came to certain years that I would embark on. But listen, if take that and then plan for 2019. Like, don't get so down in yourself to the point where you're like, man, I mean, then you're not anticipating the good things that could happen in 2019. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, therefore, plan out everything. Think of everything that didn't go right in 2018, and then write out the things you want to go right in 2019. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you have your head on straight, and you're not just sitting in this whole doubt and this whole sadness and disappointment. Like, no, like, be ready to take on this year headstrong. But listen, man, that's this week's conversation. We really hope that you guys get something out of this week's show, but then at the same time, you get something out of this year that can set you up for 2019. And again, guys, we want to know what you're thinking. What are you leaving in 2018? Let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Give us your comments and responses. We want to read them, and we want to be able to, you know, agree with you, you know, cheer you on for your upcoming year, because it's going to be amazing for you. Now, like we've been doing the entire show, Misa, we got to wrap up the recap of 2018.
Come on, relap, Mia. Relap the recap.
So we already done did January, I want to say, through what? September.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get into October. Listen, man, y'all know what happened. The phenomenon hit the world. Baby Shark then came in to 2018. Listen, man, I think that song deserved to be on the Grammy noms list for 2019.
Listen, that's like the Cupid Shuffle for toddlers. Because do you see how they turn up when they hear that Baby Shark?
Really,
come on.
They really did. So, man, huge shout out to Baby Shark for going viral October 2018. Another thing that grew popular 2018 of October was ASMR. And it's crazy because I heard of it, but it seemed like in October is when it really started, because I know Cardi B did one, Janet Jackson,
now
all these celebrities.
What is ASMR?
It's kind of like you make these like soft noises on like your microphone. Like, I have this mic in front of me. Can you guys hear that?
No.
You can't?
So it's kind of like the sensation of...
You have to talk like soft. Like this. Hello, Lisa. You already know. It's Eminem Live Radio.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
People like that, and they hear it, and celebrities are in love with it too. So that was really popular this year, believe it or not. Going on into November 2018, Heaven gained two more angels, man. The creator of Marvel, Stan Lee, he passed away. And then also the creator of SpongeBob, Stephen Hillenburg, passed away in that same month. We lost two amazing creators, animators.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
In the same year. And then finally in December, Jacquees is calling himself the king of R&B. Of course, that made so many headlines. And the current thing that everyone's talking about right now to end off 2018, two words, Bird Box.
Man, Bird Box, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm afraid. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of scared.
Don't be scared. Look, I can't give it away because Mia's going to be mad at me. But listen, go ahead and watch Bird Box. It's on Netflix.
After the show, I plan to watch it.
Go ahead and watch it. I feel like it's a good movie. There's been a lot of mixed reviews.
Really?
But yeah, actually, there's been a lot of mixed reviews. I like it. I don't know. I'm a writer. So to be honest, from a writer's perspective, it was very well written. But if you're trying to get up on in okay, I'll say this. If you're trying to be up to date on all of the memes and all the GIFs, watch the movie. Because honestly, when you watch the movie and you look at back and you look back at all the memes,
they'll be funny.
They're hilarious.
Well, man, listen, that is a wrap of 2018. All the major events that happened this year. Man, tweet us at MM Live Radio and let us know. Man, what was your favorite event that happened this year in 2018? Also, let us know if we happen to miss anything. Our engineer remind us, and I can't believe I forgot this, and we're talking about movies. Black Panther came out this year.
February 2018.
Wakanda forever, my brothers and sisters. I just wanted to let you guys know that. And it was the largest grossing movie ever.
Yes,
which
they
was
really
huge.
Made history.
I can't believe I almost forgot that, man. So listen, huge shout out to everyone on that, you know, the Black Panther movie series. Like, that was amazing.
It was absolutely phenomenal. But listen, Mia, we also had a conversation off the air about our top three favorite projects that artists that we feature on the show has dropped.
Yeah, and we definitely, and Misa and I were comparing our list of our top three, and we had this one artist in common, and that artist is What Up RG. Huge shout out to him. He had an amazing year this year, dropping his debut EP, Pleasant Hill, you know, getting signed to Reach Records, and also being on the Better Late Than Never tour. So you know what? This one's for our bro, What Up RG. Here's West Side by What Up RG himself. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yeah, yeah. On the west side, feeling like a great, and I'm looking up to God like, what a day.
Thank you, God.
I don't ever gotta worry about the hate.
No, no, no.
If it's ever any issue, then I skate. Vámonos cuando el DJ le da play.
Dale play.
Cada vez que ella me llama, dice, hey,
¿cómo está?
¿Dónde voy? Yo camino como rey. Agua viva, aquí no existe la ley.
No, no, no.
Sweet just like Tampico. She from Puerto Rico. We gon' take it slow. Slow like Despacito. Suave like I'm Rico. She said, ay bendito. How you keep it real? Still connecting with the people. That's Jesus.
That's Jesus.
I'm on 10 with all the crew. Talk to God and he said, boy, you ain't never hitting snooze. No, that's Jesus.
That's Jesus.
Heard the tribe is on the move. And my life is like a carnival, dog. This that Celia Cruz. On the west side, feeling like a great.
Like a great.
And I'm looking up to God like, what a day.
Thank you, God.
I don't ever gotta worry about the hate.
No, no, no.
If it's ever any issue, then I skate. Vámonos cuando el DJ le da play.
Dale play.
Cada vez que ella me llama, dice, hey,
¿cómo está?
¿Dónde voy? Yo camino como rey.
Como rey.
Agua viva, aquí no existe la ley.
No, no, no.
Dice, ven aquí, con el énfasis. Yo sé que nací para ser así. Young hijo de Dios, I ain't got no choice. Yo te canto en inglés and then en español. Yo tengo el flow de los cielos. Todo lo que hago es eterno. Tumbo la puerta al infierno. Yo sé que yo no me quemo. Es porque yo no lo miro. Dios a mi lado yo sigo. Va preparando la mesa frente de mis enemigos. On the west side, feeling like a great.
Like a great.
And I'm looking up to God like, what a day.
Thank you, God.
I don't ever gotta worry about the hate.
No, no, no.
If it's ever any issue, then I skate. Vámonos cuando el DJ le da play.
Dale play.
Cada vez que ella me llama, dice, hey,
¿cómo está?
¿Dónde voy? Yo camino como rey.
Como rey.
Agua viva, aquí no existe la ley.
No, no, no.
On the west side, feeling like a great. That was West Side by What Up RG. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Make sure you are subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or iHeartRadio. And for more info, go to our website at misaandmia.com/podcast.
Listen, man, tune into Eminem Live Radio next week because it will be our first show of 2019. We're going to have a fitness expert, founder of Total Fit Lifestyle, Mike Haskins. And listen, Mike is going to give weight loss tips that you're going to need in the new year.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O., Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, because that is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Listen, we are at the last little bit of 2018. Say goodbye and say hello to the brand new set of 365 days. New opportunities, new everything, man.
And like Misa says at the end of every single show, if you confess that it's the best day of your life, you'll soon have the best week of your life, then you'll soon have the best month of your life, and you'll soon best have the best year of your life. You are in control of your year. Whatever you say is so, man. So if you say it's going to be your year, period, point blank, it's your year. No questions asked. Anybody who got any questions about it can come see me. If I have anyone question you about what you say and how you dictate how your year is going to be, you got to say so.
Most definitely. Just know that you are still having good days to this day.
To this day.
To this day.
To this day.
We love you so much and thanks for tuning in. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon. Happy New Year.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah.